Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about my PhD project on the effect of environment and management factors on rhizoma peanut establishment. So rhizoma peanut is a perennial legume introduced from South America, and it is mostly adapted to southeastern USA, especially Florida and south part of Georgia. And it doesn't produce viable seeds. That's why it is propagated vegetatively through rhizomes materials, and it provides it can be adapted in grass perennial grass mixtures also. So it is the most dominant perennial legume in Florida. However, one of the major challenges associated with rhizoma peanut is it is slowly established, and we need to understand what factors affect the rhizoma peanut establishment. And we can categorize these factors broadly into genotype, environment, and management. And these factors influence biomass partitioning, which corresponds to shoot emergence, survival, shoot and root rhizome growth, and spread. So why biomass partitioning is important in rhizoma peanut establishment? As you can see in this picture, the above ground part includes the shoot biomass, which is the economical, which have economical value for farmers, and it also photosynthetic tissue which support overall plant growth, including the below ground part. And as you can see in the picture, the below ground part consists of roots and around 6 to 10 inch thick rhizome mat, as you can see in the brown in the picture, and it serves as reserve energy for spread and regrowth following defoliation and stress. And we need to understand why this biomass partitioning is important in initial growing year, because it is and we need to understand why these three factors, how these three factors influence biomass partitioning and its subsequent effect on establishment and spread. Knowing understanding of growth patterns and factors affecting biomass partitioning during the year of planting would be helpful to improve the management practices to achieve faster establishment of rhizoma peanut. So this leads to our objective, and one of our objectives is to evaluate the pattern of biomass partitioning of the rhizoma peanut during the year of planting, as influenced by planting date and cultivars and germplasm of different growth habits, and to evaluate the establishment success of these rhizoma peanut cultivars and germplasm at two planting dates. So the experiment was established at Citra in Florida, and the experimental design used is RCBD with split plot arrangement with four replications, and we have main plot factor has two levels of planting date, and subplot factor has four levels of cultivars or germplasms. And this graph shows the typical weather patterns at Citra during the year 2016, and as you can see, we selected two planting dates, and you can see that there is a variation of rainfall and temperature among these two planting dates. And traditionally, planting date recommended was late winter or spring, and we included that spring planting and also summer planting. So we already indicated we have two planting dates, and we used four cultivars, and two of them are traditionally utilized in Florida, and most dominant one is Florigrace, and another is Ecoturf. And the newly released varieties were UF Peace and UF Tito. And planting rate we used is around 1200 kilogram rhizomes per hectare with 50 centimeter row spacing, and plot size is 5 meter by 10 meter. So we have to see the effect of planting date on the establishment of these cultivars. Let's see response variable. We collected the soot count data at 4 week and 12 week after planting within 1 square meter quadrate for experimental unit. And we also quantified the above ground soot biomass and below ground wood rhizome biomass at 3 times during the year of 2016. And in case of spring planting, we sampled at 4 week, 12 week, and 28 week after planting. And in case of summer planting, we used 4 week, 12 week, and 20 week after planting. And we used 2 quadrates of size 0.6, each quadrate size is 0.6 square meter. And for this presentation, I'm going to show only the data from the early 4 week and the end of the season data for this presentation. And the statistical, for statistical analysis, I used SAS and GEM for statistical analysis and graphical presentation. So let's look at the first response variable, soot emergence of Rhizoma pinnate during the year of planting. And you can see the y-axis, along the y-axis there is soot count, and along the x-axis there is a 4 entries of Rhizoma pinnate, Equator, Florigrades, and Peace and Tito. As you and looking at the 4 week after planting data, you can see that the summer planting has higher soot count per square meter than spring planting in all cultivars. The magnitude of the response was greater in case of UF Peace and UF Tito. These are the two cultivars which have upright growth habits than other two cultivars. And this response continues through 12 weeks after planting, as you can see in the graph. So looking at the soot mass during the year of planting, at 4 weeks of planting, you can see there is little soot growth at 4 weeks of planting, and you can see that Peace and Tito has little bit begin to show its response to planting date, even starting from 4 weeks after planting. And by the end of the season, you can see that most of the cultivars, except Florigrades, had higher soot biomass than other cultivars than spring planting. The magnitude of this response was greater for Peace and Tito, which shows that Peace and Tito prefers warmer temperature of summer planting. So a similar effect was seen in root rhizome mass. It is a combined mass of root plus rhizome at depth of 20 centimeter in soil. And if you see that at initial stage, there is not much difference among planting dates during initial 4 week of planting. However, by the end of the season, it shows the similar response as soot mass. So cultivars has higher rhizome, root rhizome mass, except in summer planting than spring planting, except Florigrades. And UF Peace and UF Tito showed greater biomass. And as we are interested in biomass partitioning of Rhizoma pinnate during the establishment year, it is interesting to see soot and root rhizome ratio. So looking at soot root rhizome ratio, you can see that during the initial phase of the establishment till 4 weeks after planting, we can see that there is higher soot root rhizome ratio in case of summer planting, but there is not much effect of soot root ratio among cultivars in spring planting. And higher soot root rhizome ratio indicates the preferential soot growth and then rhizome root growth during the early establishment period. And by the end of the season, this disappears among cultivars. And to confirm the this result of preferential soot growth during the early establishment phase, I also conducted a growth chamber study under 2 temperature conditions. And along the y-axis, we have 2 temperature conditions. 10 degrees centigrade corresponds to day-night temperature, and 30 and 20 degrees centigrade corresponds to another high temperature condition. and we utilize two of the genotypes, Equator and T2. Here, Equator being low-growing cultivar, and T2 being upright, recently released cultivar. And looking at the soot and root rhizome biomass, and you can clearly see that soot growth was more higher temperature than the lower temperature, and rhizome, in case of rhizome growth only, T2 has responded significantly to high temperature. But overall, soot growth was preferred in higher temperature than low temperature, so which supports our hypothesis that the initial preference of soot growth during the early establishment phase is effective for greater establishment success, as we saw that UFPs and T2 has greater soot root rhizome biomass in the field. So summer planting is better for these cultivars. We also analyzed root rhizome total non-structural carbohydrate concentration during the year of planting, and TNC is reserve energy in rhizome, which can be available for regrowth following spring or defoliation or stress. So you can see that by the end of the season, we can see the summer planting produced the higher concentration of TNC than spring, which can relate to the great establishment following spring season, so that all of the cultivars have higher TNC in case of summer planting. And UFPs and UFT2, you can see that it has higher TNC level. It's similar to the root rhizome biomass or soot biomass, so UFPs and T2 consistently produced higher greater values for response variables. So as a whole, we can conclude that planting date and increase affected soot emergence and soot above ground and below ground biomass during the year of planting, especially UFPs and UFT2 outperformed Floribate and Equator. And summer planting outperformed the spring planting due to various reasons, including greater soot emergence, greater soot root rhizome biomass, and preferential soot growth preferential soot growth rather than root growth in the higher temperature environment favored summer planting. Greater root rhizome biomass and TNC indicates more reserve energy available for regrowth following spring in case of summer planting, and we can conclude we have seen the advantages of summer planting in the environment condition of the research field, and management practices have potential to shorten the establishment period, which seems to be significant barrier to adoption of this crop. So this study will help to elevate make faster establishment of rhizome peanut in the environment. Thank you, and I'd like to take questions.
Questions for Farm Chair?
Was your experiment only conducted on the rain bed conditions?
We applied irrigation to match the 30-year climatic data. So
I have to say I'm kind of surprised that the summer planting was so much better. I mean, normally we've always recommended a late winter spring establishment.
Yeah, question was previously is spring planting or late winter planting is preferred than summer planting, but in this study summer planting was better because it because of the temperature is higher than spring planting during the initial sprouting phase, and also the TNC level is also the rhizome material is also comparable with spring planting this time, and also different management practices such as weed control and irrigation aspect is also important for initial establishment.
Well, I guess that was the crux of my question about that was weed control and whether or not you had significant weed competition in the summer planting. I presume these were row crop plots that had been fairly weed-free.
Yep.
In the real world where we're establishing this into more challenging environments, what
question was whether wheat pressure was higher in summer planting. But in my case, spring planting has more wheat pressure than summer planting because the growth period was higher in case of spring planting because those annual wheats can grow and will have more window of growth for spring planting. But we controlled with spraying like during initial phase. We try to eliminate those wheats even in spring planting, but summer planting has less wheat pressure initially than spring planting.
Would you consider that those plots are fully established after 1 year?
Yeah, looking at establishment phase, like it's like debate whether it is 2 year or 3 year or 1 year, but looking at the field this year, it's pretty much like established, and especially UFPs and UFT2 data, we saw like it's complete full coverage, ground coverage, so there is no, you can see the ground level, so it's a question, and in this, in my research, I think establishment, after good establishment year, we can think like the next year would be the established field by the end of the next year, so no more than 2 years. So this year, I'd say like it is established. Looking at my plot, especially for UFPs and UFTs. Thank you.